Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We check it, we update it, I should say, every day. That's a 14-year-old website. We've been doing this since 97. That site was formed in October of 97, and so it's 14 years old this month, and we're very proud of it. We worked hard to get it to where, to the place it's in right now. We're continuing to upgrade and improve it, and we hope you use it to your advantage because it's all free. Thanks to our corporate partners. Somebody you'll find quite well represented in on our site is our good friend Jorian Clark. Jory is a longtime member of our Brain Trust now, actually more than 10 years now. She and I have been working together as a member of our Brain Trust. She is the founder of Circle One Network and KidsCom.com. Jory, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about women in the marketplace. And I have admired your work. I've admired the things that you do, your entrepreneurial spirit, and the way you have conducted yourself in the marketplace, Jory. I've admired that very much.
Well, thank you.
Well, and it's true, but you know, there are a lot of people out there who I admire, and you know, some can pull it off, and some can't. And it's tough being a business owner, isn't it? I mean, it's the hardest job you'll ever do, isn't it?
It is. It definitely is. I think it comes, it's a combination of passion and sometimes I think stupidity, but really I think it's persistence. Because anything that is a great vision is definitely worth fighting for. And it's always a matter of knowing where you need to go, and then finding the right people that can help you get there.
Well, one of the things that you got to have is capital, as we talked about earlier. And today, there's no reason for a woman not to have the absolute, complete, full access to the capital markets as anybody else. And there was a time when things were stacked against them, the societal industry norms were such that it was against women. But that's not the case anymore. Thanks to the shoulders that the women of this era stand on, whose shoulders they stand, Lillian Vernon and you know, people like that, and so. But one of the things that I wonder about, Jory, is if, instead of looking for capital from an investor, which I know is often important, you know, isn't the best capital from customers? I see people, men and women, starting businesses, and the first thing on their mind is to go find an investor. When maybe what they need to do is spend more time looking for customers. What do you think about that?
Yes. No, absolutely, Jim. I would add, in addition to customers, also your partners can be great in helping you facilitate a move. I'll give you an example of that. We recently are moving our smart gaming platform into mall settings in order for families to be able to have some place to go for entertainment, or for those of us moms who find dragging two kids around when you're shopping for curtains a very painful process, You could leave your kids with us and they'll be off playing smart games, so you'll feel good about them learning, mm-hmm. while you're able to get your task accomplished and come back and have some time where you're enjoying your kids rather than yelling at your kids. And in our particular, because this is such a novel concept, when we were starting to take it out to investors, we didn't have anything to particularly reference it to. And so one of the suggestions that I got from the coaching team that I was working with was, well, you know, who will get it? And so we went to a partner, Dersey is their name, that's an exhibit building house, and they worked with us to put a prototype together.
So when you say partner, you're talking about a vendor partner, right?
Absolutely, a vendor partner, a vendor partner, because of the fact that it's going to impact their business, they're more likely to be able to get the concept faster because they see the advantages for them.
Now, folks, when we say vendor partner, we're not talking about, we're talking about less than them investing in your business directly, but more than just selling you stuff, right? Right, Jory?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And obviously, like you were saying, Jim, is the great thing about investment is it's cash for you, and hopefully if you choose the right investors, it's knowledgeable people who can help open doors. The downside for perhaps a small business owner is loss of equity. And so
and
by
control.
Turning to, and so by turning to your partners, both your vendor partners who stand to benefit if your idea rolls forward, you don't give up equity. And so you have the ability to maintain that control and take that next step, which can now take your concept and make it a practical, visible thing.
So think about, when you're thinking about a vendor partner, that could, because all capital is resources. It could be money, it could be inventory, it could be fixtures, it could be technology, it could be advice, it could be time. I mean, that's all this is. And so think about things that, think about ways to create symbiosis, to have a symbiotic relationship with a vendor, and that makes them your partner, and you become their partner, right, Jory?
Yes. And the other wonderful part of it is they generally can bring in ideas that you may not have thought
about
because they're bringing their expertise.
That's what you're looking for. Jory, can you give us a website, please?
Yes.
Your website.
Yes. Oh, our website is kidscom.com.
All right.
And it's a virtual world that can teach families about health and fitness.
It's a good place to go, folks, for your family. Check it out. Quick break, 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.